Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful week this week. And we, for those who are new to me, my name again is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So if you're new, welcome to the show, and today we are going to continue our talk on spiritual awakening. But before we do, we are going to start with a meditation, and we have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for us, because this week we are in a week of self-love, doing some self-care, so it's going to be a little bit slower of a week, as well as a time of healing. So we're going to start off with this meditation that they're stepping forward for. So if you're listening, if you're tuning in, and you are able to sit comfortably, I would love for you to, you know, find a spot that you feel comfortable in, where you feel that vibrational energy that is calming for you. So to sit comfortably, or if you feel that you need to lay down, you know, that's something you can do as well. And then once you do, to close your eyes, and we're going to place our hands on our heart to, you know, go into our heart space. And we're going to take a few deep breaths as we are in our heart space and as we create that atmosphere that is calming for us, that is peaceful for us. So elements of nature, it seems like to put that in your heart space, as well as, you know, any animals, whether it is a sunset or a sunrise, a body of water, any plants or trees, whatever it is that comes to you to place within your heart space. And as you do, to keep taking those deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. I'm really relaxed and calm. And once you have those elements in your heart space, to place a door. And if you can't see it, that's okay. You know, you can say it. You can put words into your heart space. And it's going to be an open door where we invite our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, to step forward for us, to support our energy, and to raise our vibrations. So we're going to be surrounded by all of our angels and guides. And we all have many angels and guides that help us and support us. And then we're going to have the archangel step forward. We have Archangel Raphael. We have Archangel Michael. We have Archangel Samuel. We also have Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Jophiel is going to join us as well this week, as we really tune in and really do that self-care as we love ourselves and as we do this deep healing. So keep taking those deep breaths. The archangels are right around your space. So they're right within your energy. And as they surround you, they're going to send their energy of love and light towards you, especially towards your heart. And that is going to help expand your heart chakra. And as your heart chakra expands, we're also going to have source energy from above through your crown chakra all the way down to your heart. So from your crown chakra to your third eye, to your throat chakra, and down to your heart. And as source energy goes through each of our chakras, source energy is going to help cleanse, do a deep cleanse, as well as to help expand that light, the chakra light, and spread it throughout our body. And then it's going to expand outside of our body. And as it expands, you're going to be able to receive messages through that expansion of light. So what is it that the divine wants you to hear? What is it that the divine wants you to do this week for yourself to really love yourself? And to really go through that healing this week, especially early in the week, if you went through a lot of chaos or turmoil or challenges that came your way, this is going to be a time of cleansing. And source energy is going to go through the rest of your chakras, so from your heart to your solar plexus, to your sacral, and then to your root chakra. And it's going to then flow through to your feet, and out through your feet, it's going to come back up to your crown chakra. So it's going to make this loop that is going to be helpful in cleansing your chakras, help to let go of the old energy, to help you to really understand the messages coming through for you this week as we do some self-care, as we do those things that we love to do, as we recharge and rejuvenate this week, and take some steps back from really moving forward and letting this energy flow through. So as this loop goes through of source energy, to really feel into it, take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And what is it that they are showing you? What is it that the archangel is showing you? What is it that the source energy is showing you today? So keep taking those deep breaths. And also to notice anything else that you feel within this meditation. What is it that you're seeing? What is it that's coming through your knowledge, through your wisdom, and within your heart as well? What is it that they are asking you to do in order to really step into who it is that you are, step into your purpose, and to truly be able to see who it is that you truly are? So keep taking those breaths as this energy moves through in and out. And as source energy moves through in and out, the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that goes all the way down. And then what's going to come back up is this bright blue energy as well as this green energy of healing and releasing and of expression to really be able to express who it is that you are. So as it comes up, it's going to go through your feet and go all the way up your body, filling each and every cell of your body as it moves up. And then it's going to go all the way up to your crown chakra, and it's going to then spill over out through your crown chakra, just like a fountain of water. And then it's going to spill over and onto the ground. And once it reaches the ground, it's going to then spread out so that it is shared with the world. It is shared with those who it is that they that need it. That love and life light that you have within, as well as the love and light that the archangels, your angels and guides really bring out within you, help you to really expand from you. So as you go, as this goes through, as the energy goes through, to take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. And then Archangel Michael is going to help us to integrate this energy. And he's going to wrap us with his cloak of energy. And as he does, it's going to help us to understand those messages as well as to really be able to apply them, to be able to understand them. And so when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So this meditation you can do over and over again, however it is that you need to do it. And at the end of this week, we are going to be in a new moon energy. So, it's going to be a time of reflecting, but also it's going to be a time of setting those intentions on what it is that you want to see when it comes to not only this month, when it comes to your goals and what it is that you want to come into fruition for you, but also for the rest of this year. So what is it that you truly want to be able to do when it comes to stepping into your purpose as well as achieving those goals? What do those goals look like? And also it's going to be a time of really rebuilding and reinventing you. So how is it that even with everything that's gone on in society today, how is your dreams going to look going forward? You're still meant to take what it is that you're passionate about and what it is that you truly want to come into fruition for your life. But it's going to look a little bit different because of everything that's happened when it comes to the pandemic, when it comes to society, everything, all the situations that have happened, when it comes to climate, all of those different things that are going to come together. So how does that look for you, now that, we are really in this new normal? So how is it that you're going to rebuild that dream? How are you going to dream again, but having it look tweaked a little bit so that it can fit into what it is that's going on right now when it comes to you know, how work looks, how it looks when it comes to, you know, many people working remotely, when it comes to travel, when it comes to how we live our lives, you know, everyday lives, how it is different now. So that is, you know, pretty much what it is that the new moon energy is going to bring. But it's going to start off this week for us to really do some self-care, to really love ourselves. And so that meditation is for us to, you know, really be able to do that deep cleansing, do the healing, and also to really feel into the vibrations, feel into the divine love and light that Source brings, that the archangels bring. So it's going to be a slower week for all of us, but also it's slow because the archangels, the universe, the divine wants us to really take that time for us, to really take that time to do those things that we love to do, to recharge, to rejuvenate, so that we can be prepared for what's to come, you know, once we do set those intentions, so that we can understand what it is that we need to do next, what that next step is that the divine is showing us, so that we can really move forward and really, again, you know, with this energy that comes in this year. So if you are listening, if you would like some guidance, or if you would like to speak about what it is that you've been learning about your spiritual awakening, you know, that is the topic that we are in today, or anything else that you'd like to really share that's coming from your heart, I would love for you to share that with us. And this is a platform for you to really, you know, teach others as well as to help heal others through your experiences, through what it is that you've gone through. And so if you would like to do that, our number here is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. So, you know, before I move on to the topic, I am going to take a few calls. So we have our first caller is caller area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Catherine. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm great and blessed and so happy to be speaking with you. How are you?
Well, it's great to hear from you. I'm doing great. I hope that you are taking some time for yourself today or this week.
Yes, yes. What you were saying so resonated for me. Yeah, it really does seem like everything's like almost on pause, but for a good reason, for like rejuvenation reason and better planning reasons, you know, to move forward more with a more solid mm-hmm. footing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. So did you have a specific question for me?
I do, please. There is a person, Joseph. He contacted me just earlier today, actually, and he's mm-hmm. ready to move forward on work projects with
mm-hmm.
me. I'm still in the decision phase with him, but I was wondering what you might get upon that possible collaboration, please.
I do have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you for this. And what they're sharing with me is it's really going to be important for you to listen to your intuition. Really listen and take that time to do that. So this week we are in that slower energy. So, you know, take your time to really listen to what it is that's coming in, to do some meditating, do some journaling, to really feel into what it is that is coming for, in for you. And you have this strong intuition that's going to come in. So you just have to listen to it and trust it. So, you know, and it's going to help to raise your vibrations. I feel that you are very exhausted right now. I feel exhausted for you. So take some time for yourself, you know, let it kind of sit in, you know, in your mind as you, you know, do some self-care, take a bath, do some reading that you love to do. You take some time for you because it's going to help clarity that you are needing. You know the answer to this. You have it within you. So you just have to, you know, first take care of yourself first this week, and then what you're going to see, especially as we get through the rest of this week with a new moon energy coming in, you're going to be able to see more clarity. But you have to take that time for yourself. Okay, so, you know, take a nap if you need to take a nap during the week. You can do some drawing, do some coloring, you know, whatever it is that really fills you and really makes you happy. I see lots of different colors for you. So, you know, those colors that make you feel joyful. You know, really take that time to do that for yourself. Also, I do see yellow for you. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, eating any fruits, vegetables that are yellow, that's going to help you with your solar plexus. Yeah. And, yeah, bananas. You know, anything that is yellow. And then even, like, you know, surrounding yourself with that color, because it's going to help you with that vibration. It's going to help you feel that happiness, that joy. That's a, you know, whenever we see a sunny color that's yellow, it makes us happy. There's a reason for that. So, you know, take that time for yourself this week first, and then you're going to really be able to see what that next step is for you. And really to trust that, you know, trust that instinct of yours, because you have a strong gift there when it comes to feeling and when it comes to your intuition. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much, as always. You're so just amazing. That's the best word I could come up with right now. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so encouraging to hear. And so, you know, this week, really take care of yourself, because you're going to understand what it is that you have to do next. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You were welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Many blessings to you and yours. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have area code 805. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Catherine. This is Donna, and I'm calling from California, Santa Barbara.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Yeah, so I was going through the COVID line to get my vaccine in my car, and at the end there was a doctor, and him and I hit it off, very casual type guy. Very casual. And he was saying some things. I told him how nice he was, and he said when I come back from my second shot to ask what line he's in, and he gave me his name and all. And so I was going to hand him my card. And do you think anything's going to come of this with him and I? His name is Larry.
I have Archangel Jophiel as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward. And they're saying, go for it. So what they're sharing with me is that they have, you've been through a lot, and but you've done so much growth, especially last year and continuing on. And what they're sharing is not to be afraid, to have some fun, to really enjoy life. You know, after we do lots of healing work, it's important for us to fill ourselves and rejuvenate ourselves and really do those things that we really love to do. And you're a person who is social, right? Very social.
Yeah.
Extrovert. And, you know, you love to have fun. And not to be afraid to go back to that. So, you know, you may not understand exactly where this is going to lead, but don't be afraid to have fun in the midst of it. Don't be afraid to, you know, enjoy yourself during this time. So, you know, this week we're in this energy of self-care and, you know, really loving ourselves. So do those things that you really love to do, you know, doing the communicating, you know, even though it may look a little bit different, you know, it's going to be important for you to do that because that helps you to raise your vibration. But also because what this is going to do with you socializing, this is how you help other people as well. You help other people be open up, you know, express themselves. And you are very empathic as well. So, you know, and that's what I really feel. So you're going to draw a lot of people to you that's going to be able to open up because of who it is that you are and what it is that you're meant to do. You're meant to help people. You're meant to help lots of different people in so many different ways. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, really just, you know, I talked about how we're reinventing ourselves and we are rebuilding. So how does that look like when it comes to socializing for you? You know, whether it is through Zoom, whether it is through other video chats or social media, or even really starting to, you know, go out there and reach out to those people that you're meant to reach. So, you know, go for it, you know, really, you know, step out of that comfort zone, you know, and not be afraid and just really just enjoy yourself. When we enjoy ourselves, our vibration rises as well. So when you're having fun, your vibration goes up, and then you also understand what it is that you need to do next, and that clarity that really starts to come in, that new energy starts to come in. So, you know, with this new moon energy, you know, keep doing that healing that you're doing, but also it's going to be important for you to have some fun while you're doing it, okay?
Yeah, I never used to give out cards, but my sister had 100 of them made up for me, real feminine cards, and I figured, you know, that's a good way of meeting new people because I've been isolating a lot because of the COVID, just staying home, and I thought, you know, I go out, I have these cards, I meet someone, I can just hand them a card and say, hey, do you want to go for a walk sometime or whatever, you know? I think you have to put yourself
that's
out
awesome.
There a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's a great idea that your sister did that for you. Yeah. So yeah, just, you know, really have fun with it. You really listen to your intuition on who it is that you need to send it to, and you know, and you're a feeler. That's what I'm picking up for you when it comes to your gift. So feel into the different people, and if it feels good to you, trust your intuition. Trust what it is.
Yeah,
that's coming
it felt
in.
Good with this man Larry. I felt really good, and he had a paper that he gave me. He said, "Now, you know, after your shot and all, take a picture of this symbol on the card, and they'll send you little messages or whatever, asking you how you're feeling and all." And then he kind of looked me in the eyes and it said, "It's nice to have someone care for you, isn't it?" It's like,
oh, that's so awesome.
It's like my heart just kind of stopped there for a second. So we'll see where it goes. But you're getting a good feeling about Larry?
Yes. So go for it. Don't be afraid. You know, just do it. You know,
okay.
You hear that a lot. Just do it. So, and know that this is your way of really being able to help people. And you're really going to be helping a lot of people throughout this year, especially, you know, as you express yourself and share what it is that you've gone through and what you've learned. And that energy that you bring, it's going to be really just contagious. You know, so you're going to be spreading that to others. So I'm very excited for you. You know, so you know, go out there, you know, listen to your intuition, you know, send those cards out as you need to, and just have fun. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nadine. It's just Melissa, CO, and I haven't spoken to you for a while because you're not doing it in the evening, not no more at the daytime.
Yep, I have changed my hours.
Okay. Got lucky today.
So how are you today?
Oh, doing great, being positive and thank God that I'm alive and thank God I never got COVID-19.
So recently you've been through a lot, haven't you?
Oh my gosh. Yes, and I can tell you, I lifted close to 1,000 pounds within two hours going up a hill by myself. Nothing happened. I don't even know how I did it, but I did it. And the truth. Yes, I've gone through a lot, and right now I'm kind of concerned. I don't know if the angels can help me. I have something was just missing, a ring, 3-part ring, and they're looking for it. I need help with that. If they're able to find it, please.
That is part of a lesson for you. So a lot of times, you know, when things like that happen, it's for a reason. And so Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Raphael. And what they're first saying is stop looking, okay? Because once you stop looking at the perfect time, it's going to reappear. So, you know, take this time this week to really do some self-care. Do some things that really raise your vibrations, because recently you've had a lot of different things happen. And you're taking in a lot of energy from other people as well. And that's just kind of who it is that you are. You're very empathic, and you draw in a lot of energy from other people. So you need to take that time this week to really cleanse that out. So we did that meditation at the beginning of the hour. You know, take that meditation, do it, you know, a few times, and it's going to help really cleanse your energy from the old energy, the stuck energy, as well as other people's energy, because you are picking a lot of picking up a lot of different energies from other people. So it's going to be important for you to really do those things that raise your vibration, listen to music that you love to listen to, you know, keep doing those walks, because it's going to help you to really let go a lot of things. Just like you said, you felt like a weight lifted off of you. So keep doing that and, you know, really taking in that fresh air, you know, spending some time out, you know, during a sunset, you know, all of those different things out in nature is going to help you to relax and to really be able to focus. And then not to really focus on what it is that you lost, but to know that the divine is going to help you to see it and going to help you to find it when you most needed, even though you may not know know at that time that you need it at that time, you're going to be able to find it when you most need it. So it's about that perfect timing that that the divine brings. So don't muck. You know, really focus on you doing some self-care, doing those things that you love to do. Raise that vibration, because that's then going to be able to help you to understand what your next step is, because I do feel that you are a little bit lost, just like that ring that you're talking about. You're feeling a little bit lost right now on what it is that your next step is. So it's going to be really important. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you because I'm the archangels. I hope they can hear. I had someone who was going to do very awful, bad things to me that was going to cost my life. And on the last day, I did see Michael. And like in ten hours, I swear that I was gone out of that place. And I heard him say he was going to start the following day. To prove that I was watch over, and that's something that if I can also get a little healing and clarification, because those two things happened to me in the same week.
Yep, you know are always there to remind you that they are watching over you. Yes, they're always watching over you. So you have to remember that and know that they're going to guide you and show you what it is that you need to know. So at this time, even, you know, as you're feeling a little bit lost, to really take that time to love yourself, to really, you know, take that time to say, you know, I was created for a reason. I was created in the image of the divine for a reason. And that reason is there, but you have to take that time for yourself to really do that self-care, do some meditating and journaling. Because it's then going to be able to show you what it is that you need to do next. Also, you know, really take the time to set the intentions. Do some daydreaming and set intentions on what it is that you really want when it comes to your life, what it is that you really want to achieve when it comes to goals for this month. And next month, and for the rest of this year, what is it that you really want to be able to do to help not only your family, but also, you know, people around you, and how it is that you're meant to help even more people? So you are meant to help so many people. It's just that it starts from you. You have to take that time to recharge. You have to take that time to do those things that you love to do and to reconnect with yourself so that, you know, you can have that strong foundation of love, but also to understand that the divine needs you. It needs you to do the work that you're meant to do. You have a purpose. And so they're right there, and they're waiting for you to really do this work on cleansing and healing, the healing of generational limiting beliefs, and to really go deep. And when you do and release that, you're going to continue to feel that lightness when, you know, a brick is lifted off your shoulders. So, you know, keep doing that work on yourself, but also to do those things that you really love to do, because it's going to help raise that vibration of yours so that you can understand what those next steps are. Okay?
Yes, and one more thing. The PD, what they said to me was that my keys is very strange, and it's just so strange how everything's happened. And I said to them, I don't know. I mean, I really think it was God, and some things I don't. There's no explanation. Just to let you know that they find it very strange. Any messages for that, please? Because that's a miracle.
Yes, I mean they're always showing you that they are there. They're always trying to remind you that they're always there. You know, so to know that when things like that happen, know that the archangels, that the divine is always supporting you and guiding you, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I feel healed. It was nice talking to you.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. We have that new moon, so be sure to set those intentions and do some daydreaming this week, okay?
Yes. God bless you. I will later in the future contact. But thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh,
thank have
you.
A great week.
Yes, tonight's fine. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 845. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
My name
what
is Maria. Maria, I call from New York.
Hi, Maria. How are you today?
Fine, how are you? Say, you can give me a message from my angel.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You see, you're going to go in Italy this year. You're going to buy property over there.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping for you and Archangel Gabriel. And first, they want you to know that you're always supported. I feel that there has been a lot of different things that have gone on recently for you. And it seems very unsettled. Do you have a specific question on what has happened recently for you?
About what? No. About what?
Okay. I just feel like there has been a lot that's gone on with your family recently. And so, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And so it's going to be important this week, you know, especially with this energy that we're in, to take that time to love yourself this week. Do those things that you love to do, but also to slow down just a little bit. Because if you try to force, you know, the energy this week and not go with the flow, there's going to be a lot of stress that is going to happen that you don't need. So, you know, just kind of go with the flow this week to kind of let the energy just kind of, you know, if you're feeling a little bit exhausted, a little bit tired, to, you know, listen to your body. So, and, you know, whether it's taking a nap or just kind of slowing down just a little bit this week, it's going to be really important for you, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, nothing could happen, you know?
So, you know, just take some time for you this week. Don't try to move too fast or to do too much this week because you're going to feel a lot of resistance and it's going to cause stress that you don't need right now. So just kind of go with the flow of the energy. Whatever happens this week, and not to push yourself too much this week. Okay?
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. I can't ask for something else. Hello?
Oh, yes?
Hello? Yeah, can I ask for something else? Yes or no?
So
hello?
That is what's coming in. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
So that is what's coming in from the archangels this week for you. So to really focus on yourself this week, but, you know, to take it slow, okay? This week is going to be a little bit slower energy, all right? All right, have a great week.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 347. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Leah, and I'm calling from New York.
What was your name again?
Leah.
Leo?
No, Leah.
Leah. Hi, Leah. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. So did you have a specific question for me?
Yeah. I've been having, like, anxiety on and off. But because, like, the situation that I'm in, like, for, like, because right now I'm living in, like, a shelter in a hotel. So I just want to know,
okay,
like, if anything good is coming.
Okay. So I have,
or
I came to Raphael.
You could tell me both. Are you, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm familiar with Michael?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Okay, wonderful, because Archangel Michael is always there, you know, for you and guiding you and protecting you. So, you know, if whenever you have this feeling, like, his name just pops up for you, to know that it's because he's there for you. I also have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. So Archangel Raphael is, you know, Archangel of healing, physical healing as well. Also, Archangel Gabriel is an archangel when it comes to expression and the messages. So he's stepping forward, as well as Archangel Samuel, who is an archangel when it comes to unconditional love. So they're stepping forward for you because they first want you to know that it's really important for, they're reminding you that they're always guiding you and supporting you. They're always there for you. So even though you may not see it, even though it may be hard to see, to know that they're working behind the scenes to help you every step of the way. So that is what they first want you to really be able to see. Now, are you someone who writes, who likes to write?
Yes. I haven't written
okay
in a while.
Mm-hmm. So Archangel Gabriel is, and Archangel Raphael, they're both sharing with you and reminding you that it's going to be important to go back to that, especially when it comes to journaling. And it's going to first, they want you to first journal out what you're grateful for, even though it may be hard to do at times, every single day to sit down with a piece of paper or even just to sit down and meditate on what it is that you are grateful for, what it is that you have, you know, whether it is family, friends, all your possessions, whatever it is that comes to you that day, to really just take that time to focus on it and to really be grateful for that and send out that energy of gratitude, because that's going to really help you when it comes to being able to really go through the rest of your day and help you to raise your vibration as well. It's really important for us to raise our vibrations to be able to understand what our next steps are. And they really are, you know, trying to show you. But they really focused on the fact that they want you to know that they are supporting you and guiding you, that you're always supporting and guiding you. You have not only the archangels, but you have your guardian angels, as well as guides as well, that are there for you. So they really want you to know that. Archangel Samuel is also stepping, because what he is showing me is that it's going to be important for you to truly love who it is that you are. So you are here for a purpose. And you are very important. And what it is that you're meant to do is very important. And they really want you to see that. But first, they want you to really be able to love yourself completely for who it is that you are. You know, how it is that you speak, how it is that you dress, how it is that you do different things, how it is that you think. To love yourself fully for who it is that you are. Because you have gifts and abilities that are important for you, and those passions and what it is that you desire to do is all part of that. So they really want you to see that. And so when you do some journaling, as you, you know, first doing that gratitude, you know, to also be, don't forget to be grateful for yourself, you know, for who it is that you are. And you were created perfectly by the divine. You were created in the image of the divine. And that is a perfect soul. So whoever it is that you are, what it is that you're passionate about, all those gifts that you have, because you do have them, to know that you are amazing. Okay, you are amazing. You are magnificent. And that's what the archangels really want you to see. Start seeing first. That is going to be your first step. So gratitude, you know, having that gratitude for yourself and for everything that you have is going to help start that journey off and to help you to raise your vibration. And then you're going to be able to see that who it is that you truly are is amazing. Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward. That feeling that you're getting right now, that unconditional loving feeling, that mushy, soft feeling that you get right now, like within your heart, that's Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And to know that they're always guiding you, they're always supporting you, no matter what it is that you're going through. And that they're working behind the scenes for
you. I've been having, like, these weird dreams for, like, 2 to 3 days straight, like, about my ex and stuff like that. So I think, like, that has something to do with my, like, anxiety, because I'm thinking, like, if he comes back around, that's what makes me have these dreams. I think it's like I'm sensing him coming around or something. Or, like, I'm fearing it from him coming around. And then I'll be having these dreams of anxiety.
So that is part of the limiting beliefs that you need to let go of. And but they first want you to know that the archangels are presenting these dreams to you because it's meant for you to heal from. So you have a lot of different limiting beliefs from childhood that have gone into your relationships, and that's what it is that they're trying to show you. So they're trying to show you what it is that you need to let go of when it comes to those fears, and they really want you to see who it is that you are and not what it is that your ex has told you, because that's not who it is that you are, not what it is that your adults or your parents may have told you that it's not who it is that you are. Any those things that trigger you, you know, those are things that you need to really heal from and let go of. And then once you release that and say, that is not who I am. You know, who I am is a perfect soul. Who I am is amazing and meant to do so many great things, and you are important. So taking that mindset and changing that story to say, what it is that all these other people have told me is not who it is I am. But to also know that those things that they told you that it's not who it is that you are, they told you that because of their things, their own healings that they've needed to do. So it's going to be important for you to remember that as you do the journaling, as you do the healing work. And it's going to then help you in raising your vibration. It's going to help you when it comes to understanding that you are so important. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I'm really just, I wanted to know, like, if, because I'm trying to look for a place. And you know what? I don't even want to know the answer to that, because I don't want to know if it's going to take years, months. I don't want to know. So I'm not even going to ask that.
That is all up to you. So when it comes to relationships, when it comes to the housing situation, all of that energy is going to switch once you start doing the healing work, once you are able to let go of those things, that those limiting beliefs that other people have told you that is not who it is that you truly are. And once you start really loving yourself, who it is that you are, all of this energy is going to switch, and you're going to be able to see with clarity what your next steps are, and then all of this abundance that you're meant for is going to be open to you, and it's going to be rushing at you. But it really depends on your healing, how it is, you know. And so journaling is going to be very important for you, doing some meditating as well, because you are very clairvoyant. You know, you remember your dreams, so you're able to see with your mind's eye, with your third eye. So doing some meditating, you know, doing some journaling on all those things that come in for you that is that was negative from other people that have been hurtful to you, writing all of that down, because it's going to release all the old energy that's within you, that's within your heart. So anything that comes to you when it comes to memories of all those things that people have said to you that have put you down, because that is not who it is that you are. And and I encourage you to do this, to put "I am amazing" at the top of that page for your journaling, because that is going to be your affirmation as you do this journaling on healing, and to help you to keep in your mind.
I do stuff like that to make me feel good. Like, I say stuff like that all the time, or like I'll take pictures, or like if I feel down, I'll look in the mirror and I'll say certain stuff, or like I'll play music, you know, the Michael Jackson song, "Man in the Mirror." It's just like certain stuff. Yeah. Seriously.
Awesome.
Like,
yes. Go back to that, and that's why they're reminding you right now.
Healing,
you know, it's important.
Healing for me is not. It's not hard, but it's hard, but it's not, but it is. Like, sometimes I go take long walks, or, like, I'll go to the lake or something like that, you know.
And that's part of that healing, yes. You know, body of water is a great healer for you. Just looking out into the ocean or looking out into a lake or a pond, you know, and really kind of zoning out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keep doing that work. And then, you know, while you're doing that, to, you know, get a piece of paper and do some journaling while you're out there in nature. Nature is a great way to really be able to release and let go, because you could kind of, this energy just comes in. So, you know, continue to do that healing, and don't be afraid to go deep when it comes to your healing, because it's going to really help you to release all of that is that's not who it is that you are, because you are amazing. But even though you may have said those affirmations and sang the songs before to really raise your vibration, that's part of it. But the healing part, letting go of those things that other people have said that it's not who it is that you truly are, that's another part that needs to go along with it, or else it just the mindset keeps coming back. So You know, keep doing that journaling work, you know, releasing all that old energy, you know, putting on paper all those things that have put you down, all those things that people have said, you know, anything that really comes out from your heart, write it down. Write it all down. And then what the archangels are going to show you is just how amazing you are and how it is that in the past you have shown how amazing you are to others.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be very important. So start with that, okay?
I think that I have healing problems because when I go around certain people that's down, like, they always tell me, like, you made me feel so good, or, like, I never talk like this with nobody else. I could be able to say this to you. And it's just like, I don't know.
Yep,
I feel
you
like
definitely
I have
do. Because you are very empathic, and so you're drawing all these people that you're meant to draw. And when you share your experiences, when you share what it is that you've learned from them, you are healing. You are teaching and healing other people. So keep being who it is that you are. That's who it is that you are. You are a healer. We're all teachers and healers in some way. And just by you know, really being able to see that, that is your starting point. And to understand that you are amazing and that you are meant to help others and you are meant to do so much more. But it starts by loving yourself completely for who it is that you are, letting go of those things that other people have said that is not who it is that you are, and to keep, you know, doing that healing so that you can understand what your next steps are. And this week with the new moon, you know, set those intentions. What is it that you want to achieve? And what is it that you really want to do when it comes to stepping into your purpose? What is it that you want to see when it comes to your dreams, when it comes to how you want to help people? Because that's all part of it, okay?
I think my brain and my heart is so thirsty for knowledge. Like, I don't know how to say it, but I'm just so, like, I don't know.
That is part of the spiritual awakening that you're going through. So you've started that process. And you're going to continue to grow. But also remember, you have that wisdom within you. It's within your heart. It's within your soul. So it's about also listening to your gut, listen to your instincts, and your intuition. And the intuition that comes in, it's going to be quick. It comes in right away.
It just was quick and just now. Someone told me to breathe in and out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's also, you know, that's part of releasing the old energy. So, you know, whenever we do meditation, we breathe in through our nose, out through our mouth. And when we breathe out through our mouth, we're helping to release the old energy. So it's great that you're really starting to listen to your intuition. So keep doing that. Keep practicing it because your intuition's never wrong. Okay, and to remember that you are amazing and you are perfect in the eyes of
you
the divine.
Too. I like your how sweet and nice you are.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. And so keep listening, you know, to yourself. And know that you have that wisdom within you. And then listening to your intuition on, you know, whether it is, you know, just like you're listening to me right now, you know, if there's other places that you're being drawn to really listen to that. But know that you do have that wisdom within you. And when you are healing other people, you're using that wisdom that you have within you through your experiences, through those things that you have learned from your own struggles and your own challenges that you've gone through. So don't be afraid to be who it is that you truly are, okay? Because you are amazing. Mm-hmm. All right?
Thank you. You too.
You are so welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, you too.
Thank you so much. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 856. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Rosemarie from New Jersey.
Hi, Rosemarie. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I do hear a lot of feedback from your end. I don't know what's going on in the background.
All my electronics are off, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Okay. And just wanted to make sure because I did hear some things. But it's okay now. So how can I help you today?
I was wondering, I've been manifesting and doing my thing, the spiritual thing, from connection to connection, and nothing's happening when I'm manifesting for work or car or house or job and relationship. So I was wondering why is it taking so long, or I pretty much lost my patience, if that makes sense.
I understand. And what I see is Archangel Raphael stepping forward. There is a block that is keeping you from that abundance that you are meant for. We're all meant for abundance. We're all meant for, that abundance that flows in with all different areas of our life. But whenever there's a block that keeps us from that abundance that we're meant for. So Archangel Raphael is stepping forward because there have been a lot of limiting beliefs that are really coming in for you and maybe towards the surface too. So have you been doing some journaling recently?
Not as much, no.
Okay.
That doesn't work for me either, so...
So when it comes to journaling, it doesn't have to be hard. All you journal is what's in your heart, what it is that's coming in when it comes to thoughts and what it's memories of different things that others have told you that can be seen as negative, hurtful, to write all of that down, as well as anything else that's from your past, because that's going to help clear the old energy that's within your heart. So I do feel that within your heart chakra, and Archangel Raphael, really works with the heart chakra. So when it comes to journaling, just journal out everything that really comes into your mind and also the feelings that come with it. Because when you put it down on paper, you're helping to release the old energy. And so as you do that, as you keep writing until you can't really, there's nothing else to write, that nothing else comes in, that's, first going to, release the old energy, but also you're going to start seeing a pattern of limiting beliefs that's going to be, after you're done writing, when you flip back through what it is that you wrote, there's going to be a common denominator that you're going to be able to see. And when you do that, then you're going to be able to see that limiting belief that comes in. What is it that others have told you that is not who it is that you truly are? What is it that others have shown you, has taught you inadvertently on what it is that you are not? And then what you're going to then be able to do is release it and let it go and heal from it, so that you can really change your mindset, so that you're also going to be able to really switch that story to understand that you can do anything that you truly want to do. And that has to do with your passions. That has to do what it is that you truly desire to do, what you want your life to really look like for your family, for yourself, for those around you. And then you're also then going to be able to see your next steps so that you can really step into it. And then that's when all of the abundance really showers in for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So the first step for you, and this week we're in a slower energy. So it's about really doing some self-care and loving yourself. And so, you know, journaling out all those things, all the emotions from the past, all those things that haven't worked out for you that have made you frustrated, all of the triggers that come in, write it all down, no matter how long it takes, write it all down. And what you're going to feel is this weight lifted off your shoulders. And that's the energy, the old energy really leaving. So, you know, do all of that. And then call on Archangel Raphael to help you to really see just what it is that you need to heal and let go of. And then you're going to be able to really release that so that you can understand what your next steps are to be able to step into it. And last year, you know, I feel that you've been through a lot outside of the pandemic. And so, you know, last year you were able to really go out of your comfort zone. And so you're going to be taking that lesson then and be able to step out of your comfort zone when you understand what that next step is for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Thank you.
You are welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you. All right, let's go to one other caller, and then I'm going to close out this session. Hello, area code 347. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. So how can I help you today?
I just wanted to see when you saw me leaving my current job. I had a sit down today. I've been trying to transfer out of the department I work in or to get a different job. And I was trying not to leave the company, just transfer to a different department for a while now. And I haven't gotten anywhere. And I had a sit down today with human resources and my manager, and it just did not go very well, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know what you saw from here, if you saw what you saw the outcome would be, and if you see me getting a new job anytime soon or what will happen, period.
So before you started speaking, Archangel Gabriel stepped forward and he was talking about career. And so what he wants you to see first is not to be afraid, not to be afraid to go outside of the box. You have all of these abilities, these gifts, and these skills. But what they want you to start seeing is that outside of these skills, and it has to also do with what it is that you truly want to do, your passion. What are you really passionate about? What is it that you really see yourself doing, even though you may not have the skills for it? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they really want you to not be afraid to really jump, to really go out of your comfort zone. Last year, 2020, with the pandemic, it was all about stepping out of our comfort zones. And so you did a lot of that. You did a lot of growth and learning and transforming. So they want you to start taking those lessons and then apply it to your career. Are you someone who likes to write?
I used to a lot when I was younger, a lot, and I stopped for a lot of years now.
And how about reading?
Yeah, I do. I like to read. Lately, it's hard for me to concentrate because I have so much things going on in my brain, and I also feel like I have to be in the right environment for it. And where I live right now, it's also a problem. I want to move out and have my own space because where I live, it's just a lot of old bad memories, and it really just, it's not conducive to me being able to absorb a book the way that I used to. So I don't really get to read a lot.
Okay. So what they're showing me is it is going to be important to go back to that reading for your self-care this week. And, you know, you don't have to do it within your apartment. You know, I encourage you to, do you have a body of water around you?
A bottle of water?
Don't be afraid to go out there and do some reading. You know, and it's going to help you to really clear a lot of things. So it's going to, you know, that fresh air that comes in, you know, take that in, you know, breathe it in, and it's going to help to clear some of the stuck energy that's within you. And then it's also going to help you to go back to basics on what it is that you love to do. So reading is a start, but also to go back to writing, because that is going to be part of what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to career. So don't be afraid to really, you know, jump back into it, doing some journaling, doing some reading, because what I also see is reading is going to be like a meditation for you too. So, you know, go out to wherever your body of water is, you know, sit next to it and, you know, open a book that really draws you in and that you're drawn to. So, you know, and, you know, start doing that and you're really going to be immersed into it. And that's going to be like a meditation for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that, you know, you're telling me that you don't have time for that, but this week, especially this week, it's going to be important with this self-care energy that we're in this week to do that, because if you keep trying to push and not listen to that flow of energy that's coming in, you're going to feel a lot of resistance. You're going to feel a lot of stress that's not needed. And when you go with the flow of energy, then we're able to really, you know, avoid the stresses, and we're able to avoid all those things that, you know, we don't need. So I encourage you, whatever it is that you're feeling this week that you need to do, whether it is taking a nap to start with, you know, if you're feeling exhausted, or if you're feeling the call to listen to music, to really listen to your intuition on that this week. And it is going to be a slower energy this week, so you may feel a little bit sluggish, so, you know, not really wanting to move forward or take too much action this week. It's because of that energy that's coming in. So does that make sense?
Yeah, but with my job, though, I do feel like it's time to go. I just didn't know when that was going to be, but I do feel like it's time to go. But I've been trying to go, and I haven't done anything yet.
It's about looking outside of your skill set. It's about looking outside, even outside of the company that you're in. But they're reminding you not to be afraid to do that. So, you know, just kind of think of it this way. That first job that you ever got, you didn't have any skills for that. You didn't have any experience working. So thinking of it that way, that you're going to find a job that really calls to you. So you're, as you look through ads, as you look through you know, all these different job listings, what is it that's really calling to you? What do you feel drawn to do? And not to focus on the skills. Don't focus on what it says when it comes to having experience. Because if you are truly drawn to it and you feel that calling, whoever's going to be interviewing you, they're going to be able to feel that as well. And you're going to your vibration, your energy is going to show that too. I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So know that you're going to be doing a lot of great things, and a lot of the abundance is going to come in. It's just, you know, it's going to be important to clear that fear that's coming in your solar plexus, to really release and let go, so that you can really step out of your comfort zone and into what it is that the divine is showing you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So this hour went by really quickly. We're already hour and a half. But, you know, before I'm off the air today, when it comes to spiritual awakening, you know, part of our spiritual awakening is really being able to understand that it starts from us. You know, there are so many people, you know, out there, you know, blaming other people, you know, for this and that. But when we are spiritually awakened, one of those things that we learn and how it is that we grow is by seeing that it really starts from us. So we have to take that responsibility and say, okay, this is what it is that I need to work on. Blaming other people, it's not going to help anything, but I can control what it is that I do. I can control what it is that happens, because I was able to, you know, first take that power back, you know, take that responsibility, and then shift it. So to shift it so that it works for you, that is, they're helping you to grow and to transform into that person that you are. Who it is that you truly are is a perfect soul, is amazing. We were created in the image of the divine. And so it's important for us, as we do the spiritual awakening, to see that we are meant to do so many great things, to take our passions and what it is that we truly desire. They're there because it is meant for us to really, you know, go after those things. You know, those things that we truly dream to do, it's meant for us. And specifically you. You know, those things that you dream of, those things that you really want to do to be able to help other people, to know that you have those passions and you have those desires because you also then have those gifts and abilities that match in order to be able to do it. But it's important for us to first let go of those limiting beliefs, let go of those things that other people may have told you that are not who it is that you are. You know, whether it is that they told you that you weren't good enough in some way, or you couldn't do something, or you can't be something. But to know that if it is something that you are truly passionate about, if it is something that you truly desire to do, it is meant for you to do. So no matter what it is that other people tell you, it starts with to know that you are meant to do those things that you are passionate about. And because you are passionate about it, it is important for you to really step into your purpose, to really be able to do those things that you're meant to do. And then the limiting beliefs of the fears of the lack,
do come in because of our humanness, but to know that when we say yes to the divine, saying, yes, I'm ready to step into my purpose, ready to do those things that I know that I am passionate about, that is when all of the abundance comes to you. All of those things that you need, you know, whether it is the right people, whether it is financial resources, all of that will be provided for you. And you'll see that come in once you take that initial step that comes in on what it is that your purpose is. You know, if you set the intention that you want to do what it is that you truly are passionate about, and take that step that the divine shows you, and they're always going to show you that those steps. And it's going to be baby steps. They're not going to be huge steps that they ask you to take, because they know that if it was a huge step we had to take, a huge leap that we have to take, it's going to be harder for us to be able to take that step. So they always show us in little baby steps, but they're stepping stones. So after we take that first step, there's going to be another and another and another that they show us. But it's important for us to take that really step out of our comfort zone. And that is going to show the divine, show the universe that we are serious about this and that you truly want to do what it is that's coming in for you. Because not only is that going to help you and your family, but it's going to help all those that you are meant to help. So what does that look like for you? So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Next week, we are going to be talking about the chakras. So, you know, I talk about when we do meditations, I talk about the chakras and how the archangels help expand it. So we're going to talk about that so that you, and I'm going to also show you how it is that you can also balance your own chakras. I'm going to help you to really be able to work on your own chakras as well. So be sure to tune in with me next week as we talk about that. And next week is already the 17th. So be sure to join me with that. And then we do have other shows that are coming up. So you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what those shows are. And then also, you know, I encourage you, if you haven't gone to my Facebook page, go to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath. That's C-A-T-H. Then you'll be able to see the energy of the week. Every beginning of the month, I'll also have the energy of the month as well. Also, messages from the divine, you know, from the archangels will be posted on there occasionally. So go ahead and, you know, check that out. Also, if you have any questions or just need some help when it comes to journal prompts or anything else like that, be sure to you can go to my page there and you can message me directly from that page as well, and I will respond back to you fairly quickly. So sending you all lots of love and light. I hope you have a wonderful week, this week of self-love and self-care. You know, take that time to really raise your vibrations this week and slow down just a little bit this week so that you, because we are going to then set those intentions with a new moon, and then we're going to speed up taking a lot more action starting next week and going forward. So take that time to slow down this week. Do those things that you love to do. Do some self-care and do some healing work with some journaling. And then really you're going to start seeing that clarity that you are meant to see. So sending you all lots of love and light. And next week, be sure to join me as we talk about the chakras. And I cannot wait. So
sending you all lots of lemonade, and we will talk soon. So bye-bye for now.